Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Not that long ago, I was asked to address a gathering of church officials from numerous denominations from around the UK and give a presentation on the theology of Lutherans. I began with the four solas, the onlys of Lutheranism. Only Jesus, only Scripture, only grace, and only through faith. I began by explaining that Jesus is the only way to the Father, and that it is only in Jesus that our sins are forgiven. Only Jesus is truly God and truly man. Only Jesus lived a perfect and obedient life to God's commandments. Only Jesus paid the once-for-all ransom for sinners. Only Jesus physically rose from the dead, never to die again, after conquering sin, death, and the devil. Only Jesus lives and reigns as the eternal King, now and always. Only Jesus will come again to judge both the living and the dead. And this Jesus is revealed to us in Scripture. If you want to really know who Jesus is, and what His incarnation, suffering, death, and resurrection mean, the only place that will tell you is the Scriptures. Holy Scripture is our only sure and solid source for knowing God. For Scripture uses the law to condemn us and kill us because of our treacherous idolatry against God. But it is also Scripture which uses the Gospel to recreate us and give us new life as it declares to us the forgiveness of sins in our resurrected Savior Jesus Christ. It is only there that we learn the depth and the wonder of God's promises for us in Christ. And these gifts for us promised in Scripture come to us only through God's grace, His undeserved love. We can do nothing to earn or merit them. They are pure and free gift to us through Jesus Christ. There is no room here for choosing Jesus, for claiming any worthiness or righteousness before Him, or in thinking that we have anything to offer to God. Grace is God coming to us lost sinners in Jesus Christ. Grace is Christ going to the cross as our substitute and becoming sin for us. Grace is Jesus taking on our sinfulness and giving us His righteousness and perfection. This is all gift. It is entirely grace. And this grace is only grasped by faith, created in us through the Holy Spirit, when God's Word is proclaimed among us. Only faith hears, believes, and confesses the grace of God in Jesus Christ, as revealed to us in the Scriptures. Faith understands that these promises are for me, and thus receives them and makes them concrete and real in our own lives. This faith is then embraced and made active in love toward our family, our friends, our neighbors, and even our enemies. When the time for questions came, I expected that certain ideas would create some discussion among the folks there. But the first question dealt with the relationship between faith and works. Did I really believe that all that was necessary was faith in Jesus? Didn't the Christian have to do something, some good works, to win God's favor? I responded that it isn't faith for faith's sake, that it is faith in Jesus Christ, God's incarnate Son, who suffered and died and rose again for the forgiveness of sins, as revealed in Holy Scripture, which is the sole object of our faith. And yes, faith in Jesus Christ and His work on our behalf was all that was necessary for the forgiveness of sins and salvation. Works then flow from this new relationship as a consequence, not a necessity. Just as an apple tree produces apples without even thinking about it, so a Christian produces good works without thinking about them. It is not that we have to do good works, but that we get to do good works. I tried to explain that the motivation was completely different, yet it makes all the difference. Later on during the meeting, a time of prayer was available, and the person who asked me that question began to pray. He prayed that this notion of salvation by grace alone would be dismissed from the church. He urged that Christians would lead holy and disciplined lives according to God's will and not merely relying on faith alone. I must confess that while he was praying, I began to feel very uncomfortable and quite annoyed. Should I respond? Should I pray against him? What were others thinking? Would anyone say anything? But my worrying was in vain because, as I see it, God has a great way of fighting his own battles, and he has a great sense of humor. For immediately after he said amen to his own prayer, someone's mobile phone said loudly and clearly, "Sorry, I didn't quite catch what you meant." Yes, God can even speak through Siri. I must confess I almost had to bite through my lip to stop from laughing. But this really isn't a laughing matter. In fact, let's see what the Apostle Paul has to say about whether we are justified by grace alone or whether we can or need to add something to the cross of Jesus Christ with our own obedience to God's commandments. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be believed in by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26. And here, what Paul has to say in verse 28, "For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law." And in Galatians chapter 2, starting at verse 15, we read, "We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners, yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law no one will be justified." And in verse 21 he writes, "I do not nullify the grace of God, for if justification were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose." We are saved by grace through Jesus Christ alone, who is revealed in the Holy Scriptures. So let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who did humble yourself to become a human being and to be born into the world for our salvation, teach us the grace of humility and root out of our hearts all pride and arrogance, and so fashion us after your holy likeness in this world, so that in the world to come we may be made like to you, for your own mercy's sake. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.